Looks like you beat me home again. Yeah, I was out running errands, except I got really late and What is that smell? Oh, I mean that in a good way. It's kind of greasy, definitely barbecue-y. Is that a word? Because it definitely describes what I'm smelling. It smells like something that would taste really good, but be really bad for me. Wait, you got McDonald's? I feel left out. Holy shit, is that a McRib box? The McRib is back? Why didn't anyone tell me? You didn't eat it all, did you? Damn it, you know how much I like stuff that's bad for me. There's nothing left. Wait, you have a little barbecue sauce right here. Let me just get that with my finger. What? Of course, I was gonna lick the sauce off my finger. It's barbecue sauce. Maybe it's not the most hygienic thing in the world, but as a tomboy, I'm highly resistant to germs and other gross things. I guess that's how we ended up as best friends and roommates. Okay. I may have been teasing a little bit there, with the comment about you being gross, though. Not the touching your face with my finger, and then blissfully sucking the sauce off. In hindsight, that might have been a little lewder than I intended. Not that we have that kind of a relationship. You know, as I stand here by you, you really do smell like a McRib. A McRib and French fries. Maybe it's from being around the bag on your way home, or maybe it's already worked its way through your system that fast, and now the smell is just radiating from your body. I can also see that I didn't get all the sauce off your face. It's impossible to eat a McRib without getting your face messy. Hold still. No, I'm not gonna kiss you. I'm just gonna lick delicious barbecue sauce off your face in the immediate vicinity of your mouth. You could stop me, but this is probably the closest you've come to kissing a girl in a long time. That was good. Barbecue sauce part. Not the running my tongue over your face part. But now your face is clean, and I have to think of a way to find a McRib at this hour. The McDonald's nearby is closed, but I think there's one farther away that is open all night. Except they usually don't sell the special stuff like this after midnight. I'll have to wait until tomorrow. And after 11 a.m. to get one. Really, I should just plan on spending the rest of the day there eating McRibs. Gosh, I would do anything for a little bit more of that sauce right now. Wait, the McRib box. The McRib is so sloppy. There's always sauce left behind in there. Maybe even an onion or two. Or a pickle. Give it to me. Come on, dude. You had the McRib. At least give me the leftovers from the box. I'd even suck it off your fingers. Or other parts of your body. Yes, I meant your cock. If you don't think I'd suck your cock if it was covered with barbecue sauce, then you don't know me too well. Well, for safety's sake, we'd probably put a condom on you first. It's not that I think you have any diseases, but the tanginess of the sauce might not be a good match for your junk. But yeah, I'd definitely suck your cock with a condom and some barbecue sauce on it. That's how desperate I am for a hint of McRib goodness. You think I'm exaggerating? Well, put me to the test. Come on, take off your pants. You never thought I'd say that, did you? Well, I'll learn that I'd hang around while you actually did so. Maybe you think I'm just pulling a prank on you at this point. I never joke about McRibs. I might joke about blowjobs because they're really kind of funny if you think about them. Even the name is silly sounding. So fine. I'll take off my clothes too. Then it's me exposing stuff first instead of you. I don't want to get barbecue sauce or any other fluids on my clothes anyway. There, you see, I'm naked and serious as a heart attack, which I'll probably get if I could eat as many McRibs as I want. But oh man, what a way to go. Now, let's get you out of those clothes and into some McRib sauce, since that's the only way I'll get it into me. You take them off and I'll hold the McRib box. Oh man, look at that thing. Not you, this box. They went crazy with the sauce, which is good. Don't worry, I won't eat any until after it's on you. I've got a condom right here. It's my only one, actually, which is one more than I was expecting to need anytime soon. I can put it on you, though. Hold still. Let me do that. Let me slather you up with the barbecue sauce. There we go. I got a good distribution of it, even if the thing kept growing while I tried to rub sauce all over it. I'll lick the sauce off my finger real quick. That's good. I keep asking myself if this is going to be worth it, but the answer is definitely yes. So, enjoy what's about to happen. Tomorrow I can start getting my own McRibs, and then you're back to just being a roommate whose cock I happen to suck once. In my mouth in a long time. The barbecue sauce it is. It's not as good as it would be on an actual McRib, but it reminds me of it. Oh gosh, I want an actual McRib so bad right now, but this will tide me over until tomorrow. Oh crap, I broke the condom. I don't think it was that good. Or maybe it was a little too aggressive. All the sauce is off of you though, so I guess we're done. I really don't want to leave you hanging though. You'll just go back to your room and jerk off and think about me more, which would be weird. So I'll just finish you off. You can even squirt your special sauce all over me. Sure, special sauce is actually a Big Mac thing, which are good too. Not McRib good, but good. So keep going. Tell me when you're about to come, because I don't want to taste your cum. Or do I? I hear that what guys eat can affect the taste of their cum. So, if it tastes something like the McRib, I kind of want to try it. I can't believe I'm sucking a cock, let alone going to swallow your cum. But I would do anything for that taste. It works out pretty well for you, too. I'm just lucky you didn't buy an extra McRib because at this point, I'd be willing to let you fuck me for one. Wait. What do you mean? Check the bag. You know, I'm kind of afraid to. Because there might be an actual McRib sandwich in there. But on the other hand, there might be a McRib sandwich in there. Okay, so there's a McRib sandwich in there. It's maybe cooled down a little, but a minute in the microwave will fix that. So, were you planning on telling me about this? I want to blame this on you. I want to say you set me up for this, except this is kind of on me. I was the one who escalated it. You probably were just going to give this to me if I just had given you a minute in the beginning. Well, fuck first, and then I'll enjoy the McRib. You know, let me work up an appetite for it. Yeah, I have to. I made the offer to fuck you for a McRib. I didn't know you had one, but you did. So, a deal's a deal. Unless you don't want to fuck me now that we're both naked and my curiously talented tomboy mouth has already taken you so close to orgasm. Sure, I've never had sex before, and if I did, it would probably be with another girl. This will probably mess up our friendship, or at least permanently change it. And we used up the one condom available, so I could get pregnant. But on the other hand, I'm getting a McRib out of it, so I'd call it about even. I'm thinking doggy style. Seems easy enough and less intimate than other stuff. I mean, intimate in an emotional way, which isn't really my thing. It's plenty intimate physically because your cock will be in my pussy, which is about as intimate as that kind of thing gets. But I'll keep my distracted mind thinking of the hot, saucy, possibly pork goodness of the McRib as you're porking me. Yeah, pork can be used as a verb, and it can be used to describe fucking someone. Really, any word can. The English language is wonderful that way. I'd love to talk to you about it at a great length. But you're not fucking me, is the lame eating that McRib over there. So, while I'm not necessarily wild about getting this started, I'm looking forward to it being over and then having some barbecue sauce and grease running down my face as your cum undoubtedly drips out of my pussy. At least they give you lots of napkins. I use them to clean up the mess when, after you've filled up my pussy and I've filled up my stomach. Come on. Kneel all behind me. It's winter and it's kind of cold in our apartment. That McRib will warm me up inside, especially after I nuke it a little bit. But I think I need some vigorous activity to keep me going until then. Got any ideas? I think you do. I can feel the head of your cock against me. I'm glad I used that condom earlier. I wouldn't want barbecue sauce inside of me. Really, I don't want anything inside of me, but at least my body is designed to accept cocks and cum. Yeah, I'm okay with this. You severely underestimate my love of the McRib. It has a limited availability, just like my pussy does for you, so we both have to take advantage while we can. Sorry, just a little nervous as I feel it start to push into me. Just grab my hips harder to keep me from moving. Yeah, and then... oh, never mind, you figured it out, I guess. Oh, that'll wake you up. Don't mind me, dude. I'm just gonna keep thinking of that McRib sandwich waiting for me. Really, don't worry about being too gentle with me. At least not if it slows you down too much. I wouldn't be too much of a tomboy if that little cock gets me. Not little in the literal sense. It's not little in size. Well, I kind of wish it was. It's filling me up as much as I hope the McRib will. Except the McRib will just be going into me once while your cock keeps going in and out again and again. I'm not really minding it though. Oh, maybe it's knowing I have a McRib waiting for me as a reward after this. Or maybe it's actually kind of good. Oh, I think as a kid I was kind of dubious of the McRib before I tried it because it wasn't chicken nuggets. I was dubious about sex too until I tried it. Oh, fuck. I'm just gonna reach down between my legs while we do this. You've got your hands full with my hips after all. Then I can rub my clit in. Your cock and my pussy, my fingers and my clit are the perfect combo. Like a McRib and fries, they make each other even better. Kind of like you and me as friends, or maybe even as lovers. It's getting harder to hold myself in place with one hand now. As you fuck me harder. I'm not complaining though. I can brace myself against the wall, I think. I don't want to stop touching myself. Although I'm so turned on right now, it's not really necessary. I'm gonna come no matter what. I think this will just make me come even harder. Oh, fuck it. Wait. I'm gonna go full girly mode on you. Take it out and finish me off by getting on top of me. I don't mind looking you in the face while we do it if you don't either. Hurry, get on top and put it back in. Oh yeah, I like this. Oh, you on top of me. In your face, right over mine as you fuck me. Oh, I must have missed some barbecue sauce on your lips earlier. Let me get that for you. I guess I was wrong. It's just you I'm tasting when I push my lips against yours. But that's okay. It's really okay. Just like it's okay if you come inside me. I that was already the plan, but I just wanted to remind you, I wouldn't want you pulling out or anything stupid or mean like that. Somehow my stomach isn't the most important part of me to fill. Oh yeah, so close, even without touching myself. My arms have been wrapped around you since we changed position. It's going to be just you, your cock, that pushed me over the edge. Just like it's my pussy that will do the same for you. And we're so close. We've grown up doing everything together. School, sports, college, and now sex. All we have to do is come together. To make it complete. So please. Oh, come in me. Too far, in fact. Just take it out, but maybe just lie here beside me with your arms around me. Hey, I specifically did not say cuddle. You're the one who said the C word. Wait, I think I can reach the McDonald's back from here. It's cold, but you're nice and warm. I can eat it here, all snug in your arms. I might even give you a bite or two. And if any sauce happens to fall on my chest while I'm eating it, well, I guess you'll just have to lick it off, if it happens. Spoiler alert, there's going to be a lot of licking going on, even after the McRib is long gone. We just need to remember to try to take a break sometime this morning so we can sleep before they start serving lunch tomorrow. Although, if we find something else to do right away when we wake up, McDonald's can wait. Okay, so. That was so hard to do without laughing my butt off. Because. Okay, so the first thing I thought of was. Well, how come my McRib didn't have pickles on it yesterday? Anyway. And then I didn't read the whole thing. So. It was really good. It was cute. And, it's not something that I would, you know, fab to necessarily, so that's usually what I do with my stuff, so I hope you guys still enjoy it. Thanks for listening.